He was trying to protect his hat. The hat was probably the most important thing he's ever had. And it wasn't because it was, you know, a hat that everybody liked. It was a hat that was different even to him. Inside that hat, there was something that helped him think like he never thought before. It was like, how would you explain it? It was like a fan inside of his hat that when it spun around, it would cause his brain activity to get even more intelligent and more creative and more exciting. And he really liked that. This hat, I didn't even know where he got it from, but whenever he wore it, he was able to do amazing things. He could speak better. He could even do physical things like walk better. He could stand better. He could calculate in his mind better. Everything all the way around was better. He could even do things better. Like, example, if he was frying an egg, as soon as he put his hat on, he would know exactly what to do, how long to fry it, when to flip it, and how long to wait before he put it on the plate. This little hat was doing amazing things for him, and it was really helping him out. It would even help him out on the job. As soon as he put that hat on, he was able to do exactly what he was told to do, and even beyond. He would go and exceed what they were even asking of him. And that's why they liked him so much. But you know what happened? Within 4 weeks after being on the job, they came up with a new policy. You were not able to wear hats or gloves on the job anymore. Well, that was devastating. What was he going to do now? Without that hat, he was going to completely fall apart. That hat is what actually helped him out. That hat is what gave him the intelligence he needed to complete his jobs and the ability as well. What was he going to do? Well, it was getting close to the actual start date of no more hats or gloves, and he was really concerned. So he went up to the boss. He didn't actually talk right to him right away because he had to make an appointment to go see him. He just couldn't walk in his office. So he told the secretary at the beginning of the building there where they first entered the company, he said, "Could you make an appointment for me?" She said, "For what?" "I'd like to talk to Dr. Ronman." "Well, Dr. Ronman's so busy, I don't think he'll have time to talk with you. But it's really important. I want to talk to him." She said, "What is it about?" "Well, it's about the hats and the gloves issue." "Well, there's nothing more to say. It's already a policy. We can't just start wearing hats and gloves anytime we want." No, it's already established. "I want to talk to him, though, about it." "Are you sure?" "Yes." "Okay. I'll write it down right here." "Going to see him?" "Okay. 2:00 tomorrow afternoon, okay?" So he was excited about that. He was going to tell him all about it. He needed that hat. You know, it wasn't a big deal about how it looked or anything because it's what it did that mattered. Well, it was about noon, just about time for him to go in now. It was already a whole new day, and he was going to go in there. And when he went in to talk to him, he saw a little mouse run across the hallway. What the heck was that mouse doing in here? He didn't want any mice running around or anything like that. And as soon as he turned to the left, he saw a spider on the wall. "Well, what the heck are there spiders doing in here? I don't want any spiders in here around me." Well, 2:00 was just about here. He only had 3 minutes to go. And he looked over in the corner, and he saw a coiled up snake. "What the heck is going on in here? I don't want all this stuff in here. It's bothering me. I can't talk to the boss if I'm nervous." Well, he was all nervous about the snake and the bug and the mouse that ran across the hall. He didn't know how to act anymore. He was all shook up. Well, just at that time, the door opened up. And he was standing right at the door.
"Yes, can I help you?"
"Yes, well, I have something I'd like to talk to you about." He got all nervous. He could hardly even talk.
"What are you so nervous about?"
"Well, it's to tell you the truth, sir, I saw a mouse go across the hall."
"Oh, that mouse, yeah, I've seen it too. There's nothing to worry about."
And also, I want to let you know that I saw a spider on the wall over there, too.
A spider?
Yes, right over there on that wall, the blue wall over there in the corner, on the side.
Oh, that's nothing. The other spiders are always around. They're going to be here no matter what, even if we shoo them away.
And how do you explain the snake over there on the other side of the room in the corner?
Oh, that's my pet. That's Bertha. Yeah, we always had fun playing around. She's just sleeping over there. Don't let her bother you.
Your pet? Your snake? It's a pet of yours?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me go get her.
No, I don't want her. I don't want her to come over by me. That's okay.
No, she's friendly.
Oh, sure, I know she is, but I don't want to talk to her.
Okay. Now, what can I help you with?
Well, remember that policy you just made about the no hats and no gloves?
Yes.
Well, I was wondering if I could be exempt from that. That means I won't have to do it.
Yeah, I know what exempt means. Well, what's the reason for that?
Well, because that hat helps me think. And it helps me do what I'm supposed to do. And it helps me walk better, talk better, think better, act better.
Oh, it does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, let's give it a try. Tomorrow, I want you to wear that hat, and let's just see if it comes up any better for you. I want you to do a couple of jobs for me, and we'll see how it turns out, okay?
Okay, sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow then. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be here tomorrow morning, and I'll have my hat on.
But don't wear your gloves.
No, I won't. Okay. So, he went all the way home, end of the day. He laid in bed and just started to think, I can't wait to get there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and wear my hat. I'll show him just exactly how important that hat is to me. So he laid back and rested. And he waited. And he waited for tomorrow morning. At 8 o'clock he was going to go in. And he was going to show him just how much and how important that hat was. So he laid back and rested. Let his eyes go loose, and he let his hands go loose, and just actually fell asleep right there, waiting for tomorrow morning. He just fell asleep, waiting for tomorrow morning, because he was going to show him just what that hat was going to do. He fell asleep right there, fell asleep right there, fell asleep.